오늘 증거하실 하나님 말씀은 고린도후서 10장 1절에서 6절까지 말씀하셨습니다. 우리가 육체의
또
육체대로 싸우지 아니하노니 우리에 싸우는 병기는 육체의 속행 것이 아니요 오직 하나님 앞에서 견고한 신을 파하는
병력이
모든 이론을 파하며 하나님 아는 것을 대적하여 높아진 것을 다 파하고 모든 생각을 사로잡아 그리스도에게 복종케 하니 너희의 복종이 온전히 될 때에 모든 복종치 않는 것을 벌려두고 예비하는 중에 있노라.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear congregation, John chapter 6, verse 66 says, lots of the disciples who had followed Jesus turned away from him and left him. After beginning his public life, Jesus performed lots of miracles, signs, and wonders, so many people followed him, believing in him as the man of God. Especially in John chapter 6, Jesus fed 5,000 people with the five barley loaves and two small fishes. After that, he walked on the water in Galilee, the Lake Galilee. Witnessing this kind of power performed by Jesus, lots of people followed Jesus to get a lot of benefit from him. At this very moment, Jesus never gave them the physical benefit, but preached the spiritual things which are beyond the limit of human knowledge. That is the day Jesus said that he is the bread of life, which gives life to us, and unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we will not have to eat alive. It's so difficult to understand for the physical people, because in their sight, Jesus was surely the person like them and having the parents. But he said that I came from heaven and you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. So they couldn't understand what he said according to their sinful mind. That's why John chapter 6 verse 66 says that from this time, many of his disciples turned back. So, the spiritual deep message, after they heard it, lots of disciples turned back and no longer followed him. They never returned to Jesus. No matter how many miracles and great miracles they might have seen and followed Jesus once, but unless they removed their sinful mind, they couldn't accept the spiritual message. That's why finally they turned away from the will of God and left Jesus. But the good people who never used the sinful mind, when they heard and have seen the power of God through the Jesus, they trusted Jesus and followed him to the end, even though they couldn't understand what he said. Those who followed Jesus to the end could perform the miraculous signs and wonders like Jesus did, and after Jesus ascended into heaven, they could participate in the God's work as the witness of Jesus. It's not the same with you who are living today. You have seen a lot of the miracles, signs and wonders and the power of God. And you have received a lot of promises from God to achieve this will in this last time, to build a grand sanctuary and to accomplish the world mission. And 20 years ago, when God gave us the promise, when the church was established, now it's getting clear and clear. But you know, to achieve it as the fruit, you yourself must remove the sinful mind and change yourself into a spiritual man. When you do so, you can understand the will of the heart of God, the spirit, and the spiritual realm, so you can be used greatly to achieve the will of God powerfully in this last time. So I want you to understand the message clearly and remove all the sinful mind you have in yourself completely through the message, so that you may be recognized as the spiritual man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you all. Amen. Dear congregation, and all the members of the Branch Church and Branch Sanctuary, who are attending this worship service through a satellite system, and Light and Salt Mission members, and members of the Food and Restaurant Mission, and those who are attending this worship service via internet all over the world. this coming Friday, I cannot see you. And next Sunday, I will not be able to see you in person, but please keep praying for me and attending the worship service. And you can see through the internet in this church. Well, you can clearly watch what's happening in Honduras. And even Christian TV television will broadcast live. And two of our members there, and Deacon here is there. They are so busy now in Honduras. Lots of people are asking them to preach. And lots of TV stations ask them to appear with a handkerchief. Well, when they pray, then the lots of people are healed. So they were so much touched. The handkerchief is so wonderful to shake the whole world. Well, this coming November, we have a handkerchief meeting in Pakistan. Well, those who are attending to this worship service via internet all over the world, and those who are listening to the sermon tapes and members of the Sunday school. Last time I explained what the simple mind is, and why is it that the simple mind is hostile to God and lead people to fall into the way of death. As much as we have a simple mind, the knowledge of untruth, we're going to be controlled by the Satan. So we're going to use the simple mind. And as much as we use the simple mind, then we cannot have the spiritual faith. Unless we have the spiritual faith, then the one God commands us to do something which is beyond, which doesn't agree with our soul, then we cannot obey it and we cannot experience the God's power. When God promised to achieve something, but if the human being don't obey with the sinful mind, then we cannot get the fruit of the promise. Since the church is established, God has given us a lot of promises. Even since, even before the establishment, God has given us great promises to achieve the whole world. And through the literature and to achieve the great green sanctuary, etc., etc. So we have believed it and we have prepared it. And now it's getting appeared. Now you can see how the whole world is achieved and the green sanctuary is being accomplished and literature, lots of literatures in many different languages, in English, in Chinese, in Spanish, and many languages is getting ready, and lots of the newspapers and lots of literatures are ready. As we believe the words of God and prayed, God has achieved. So, even though God has promised to achieve something, but if the human being don't obey it with the sinful mind, then we cannot get the fruit of the that achievement. For example, when Israel got out of Egypt, God told Moses to lead them into God told him to lead the Israelite and leave the Egypt. And he promised to lead them to the land flowing with milk and honey. God told him the beginning and end of the his work, God's work. But he never said what would happen when they wandered in the wilderness, etc., how they fought the Canaan people, etc. God never told them in detail. But when they faced with the difficult situation, if they use the simple mind, oh, we have this kind of difficulty, then how can we enter into the land of Canaan? If they don't believe in God in this way, then they cannot obey God's word. So when the Israelite got out of Egypt, they didn't have a faith. That's why God chose Moses, who had a faith, and God wanted the faith from the whole people to enter into the land of Canaan. So God led them to be trained in 40 years in the wilderness to have their faith. So for last 40 years, God never told them what happened to them. If God, you know, had told them all the details, what happened, this and so, and even to the Moses, well, if you have a face with these kind of things, and you should do this and this and that and that, and if you face with the stronger people in Canaan land, then you should fight in this way or something, and you're gonna have 40 years of training in the wilderness or etc. Then the people is not a march of their faith because they have known all the details. That's why they didn't try to have a faith. Well, they knew already that they would enter into the land of Canaan after 40 years. The descendants would enter. That's why it's not the process of faith. So anyway, if they didn't believe in God, then they couldn't enter into the land of Canaan. So. Well, when God told them the beginning and end of the works, then they should obey that, believing in God's word, then they just follow God's lead. If we march forward by faith, then we can achieve it, just as God said. But the first generation of the Israelites who got out of Egypt, they couldn't take hold of the promise of God to the end, and they used the sinful mind while they were marching in the wilderness. As soon as they have faced with the difficulties in reality, then he complained to Moses, and they didn't trust in Moses and stood against him. That's why they couldn't enter into the land of Canaan. On the other hand, the second generation of Israelites who got out of Egypt, they have seen what the first generation have done and the results. So for a long time in the wilderness, they could be trained to remove all these sinful minds. So even though they have passed through lots of difficulties, but finally they could enter into the land of Canaan as God promised. So when they enter into the land of Canaan, all of them had the faith. When they were told to cross the Jordan River, no one complained to this. And they marched around the Jericho city wall. That's why they could see the miracles and the work of God. Dear congregation, in order to achieve the work of God, God is searching for the people who don't use the sinful mind and obey Him by the spiritual faith. Those who have removed the sinful mind completely can obey God's word as it is, and he can understand the heart of God and obey Him from the deep heart and guarantee what He said. So that is to say that he can achieve, he can reach it to the level to please God. If you just please Him, then you can receive the answer. If you use the sinful mind, then you cannot please God. What is the pleasing God? Only by faith we can please God. Last week, last Friday night, through the magazine, Man-Made Magazine, you can see a lot of Japanese people who were healed beyond the limit of time and space at the 2 weeks of special revival meeting last May. And they themselves attended a meeting and were healed. So lots of people are living very happily, and they got happiness in their home. And when I've been to Japan, the Kumai Gohei, who was suffering from the child, the rheumatism, he was healed, and he became healthy, and even he could enjoy the bicycle. And beyond the limit of time and space, even the cancer in the larynx were healed. And the problem in the liver were healed. When he came into my office, he was sleeping because he was so weak. So I didn't know what kind of problem he or she had at the time. But when she once received the prayer and he was healed immediately. So that they came to have a happiness in their home. About 80 people witnessed. So we just showed 15 people. So the second and the third series. So we have a lot of testimonies from Japan. So beyond the limit of time and space, as you can see, lots of people are healed. And even through the one seed water, lots of people are healed, even in Japan. The difficult, the severe diseases, and they removed the idols, and they converted into the Christianity. Well, even they themselves, they came to attend the 2 weeks of special meeting. They were evangelized, and they came here by faith. That's why God healed them and worked through them. Well, Kim Myung-suk, 47 years old, to the second great parish. She came with the husband. And the husband said that she had been possessed by demon for last 18 years, but she is now set free. 18 years, my wife has been suffering from the demon possession, mental disorder. So she was been hospitalized in the Cheongnyang-ri Mental Hospital, and it's getting worse and worse. So when she's alone in home, she hindered the people, and she got out of home and hindered and harmed the people out there. Well, the husband, by faith, the July the 13th, about 1 month ago, when 8th parish got together to see me, and the husband brought the photo of the wife, and he asked me to pray, hallelujah. And when he returned home, he found out that his wife was clean. Was healed. And that she said that I felt that I'm like a miss or something. And she said that she would like to read the Bible that night. And when she began to read the Matthew, and she felt that the dirty things were removed from her. I give all the thanks and glory to God, and I give thanks to Senior Pastor who prayed for me and my wife. Hallelujah. For the last 18 years, she was possessed by demon. And just receiving the prayer on the photo, she was healed. What a wonderful and happy thing it is. So the husband was so happy. And even the wife was so happy. So if we use the sinful mind, and I thought that the husband is new to me. I don't know whether he has been attending this church for a long time, but I couldn't recognize him at first. Anyway, the husband received a prayer by faith on the photo in the Bible. Inside of Phoenix, she and the woman showed the face before the Lord, and the demon leapt from her daughter. Even in Honduras, the two deacons, they are so happy now when they prayed. in the even in the broadcasting, then demons are living from them. And when they prayed with a handkerchief through the telephone, then the people are healed and even demons leaving. So they are invited from lots of television and the churches. So when we show the face before the Lord, which we please God, let me take an example. Lots of princes in a kingdom, and one of the eldest came to receive the throne from the king, and he is the eldest and oldest, and he was trained as the king from the beginning, from the childhood. So he was well qualified, and he was confident that he would reign well. But one day, the king, he was told what the king said. Well, the last one is very young now, but he is so qualified to be a king, so I wanted him to be a king. He didn't understand why the king said in that way, the oldest, you know, and the eldest, the last prince lacks a lot of things. So the elder, in the side of the oldest prince, there's a lot of problem with the last. Then if you are the oldest prince, what would you do? What kind of attitude and heart you have toward the king, it will be different. If you don't trust the king, and if you don't fear him, then you say in this way, oh, God is getting old, and he cannot appreciate the situation well. And he will disregard what the king said. Oh, the last prince is young, so young, and he lacks a lot of things, so he cannot make himself a good king for this country or something. So, even though the main, the who yield his a king, the throne to the last one, according to the king's will, but he would say in this way, oh, I will see how good, how well the last prince reign in this country or something. But it will not be the happiness to the king. If the oldest one with a good heart, a truly loving God, and trusting in him, then what shall he do? He thought in this, he would think in this way. Oh, if God, the king said in that way, then there must be something good in the last prince. So I think that it's better for the last prince to be a king, better than myself. In Baekje dynasty, in ancient Korean history, if the last, the oldest prince obeyed king, then the kingdom wouldn't perish. So he believed in the decision of the king, and he would gladly yield his throne. So instead of saying, oh, I will see how well the last king, the prince will reign this country, but he tried his best to support the last prince to reign the country. 100 years ago in this country, or 110 years ago, Daewon-gun, the father of the king of the Joseon dynasty, and Myeongseong Hwanghu, the queen of the kingdom. So the mother, the father-in-law and the daughter-in-law, they fought against each other. Then it's all the same with the kingdom and the country and the company and the home. When they fought together, fight together, then will perish. The son of the Daewon-gun Well, he has the older brother. He's so gentle. So he even his younger brother became king. He just obeyed him. And he just obeyed under the reign of the his younger brother. Then you know, it wouldn't perish. But because the father-in-law and the daughter-in-law were fighting each other, so the kingdom perished, was destroyed. So the older, the oldest tried his best to help the last one, to help him, without claiming that he's better than superior to the last one. He just want to help the last one, because he truly believed in the God, the Father, King. So he doesn't want to complain or stand against his will, but to obey him. It's all the same with us when we live our Christian life. When God sends us something, sometimes it seems impossible to us, but God commands us to do. When we have a sinful mind at the time, then we first of all think that why we cannot obey it. But even though he obeys it with that kind of attitude, then it's just outwardly. Because the sinful mind that we cannot obey that command surrounds us like a hot shell and hinders us. But when we love God and trust God, then by the work of the Holy Spirit, we can understand the reason why God said in that way. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit tells us the will of the God. When we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, then we understand clearly how we can obey Him and how we can do it in detail. So even we can receive from heaven the understanding how to do it, so we can show the fruit of obedience completely. So if you accomplish the complete obedience, then God is so much pleased with you, and God uses you as a true tool to achieve His kingdom greatly. So I want you to keep that in mind. Dear congregation, then how can we remove the sinful mind? The sinful mind. So you want to remove it as soon as possible, huh? You know, to remove the sinful mind, first of all, you should remove all the sins and evils and enter into a spiritual level, spiritual dimension. You should read the words of God and understand it, and change the knowledge of untruth in yourself into the knowledge of truth. The knowledge of truth means the 66 books of the Bible, the words of God. We should change ourselves with the knowledge of God, the knowledge of truth, the words. Well, what you have thought you are right. When you find any difference between your soul and the God's word, then you must change it immediately to God's word. To make it your knowledge, it's not to know by brain only. If you have it as a knowledge by brain, then you're going to be proud more and more, and you're going to have more judgment and condemnation, etc. So when even though you receive the words of God as a knowledge, unless you practice it and change yourself, then you have a knowledge of untruth and knowledge of truth in your brain at the same time, and in your heart. But the knowledge of truth cannot be controlled by the enemy, the Holy Spirit. So, enemy devil Satan controls the knowledge of untruth. So, you're going to be controlled by enemy devil Satan, the sinful mind. So, what does he say? Satan tries best to not to use the spiritual thought. So, if we have a the knowledge of truth, then we're gonna be proud more and more. I'm a born Christian. I'm a Christian from the birth, or I was a teacher at the Sunday school, etc., etc. Lots of people who have left the church said, "Oh, I once lived a good Christian life." If you truly believed in God, then he never left God. If he lived a good Christian life, then we'll have happiness. Because they have lived a Christian life wrongly, with a lot of knowledge and so on. So, when we hear the words of God and make it our knowledge, we should make it our spiritual food. It means that understand the word of God clearly and practice it in everyday life. So we should remove the egos in ourselves and change ourselves into a spiritual being. As much as the untruths and the evils in ourselves are removed, then the spiritual soul remains. So it isn't controlled by the enemy, the Satan, but by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. When we are moved and led by the Holy Spirit, we can, that's what he say, our spirit is getting along well. What it means to have our spirit getting along well, the spirit only obeys God, the truth. It says only amen. Then the souls which belong to the spirit, only obeys the its master. The sinful mind doesn't obey the Holy Spirit, the Spirit. But the soul belonging to the Spirit obeys the Spirit. So the master works as the master, and the servant works as the servant. So it means that his soul is getting along well. And he's going to be prosperous in everything he does. And he's going to be healthy. So, as much as your spirits are getting along well, you're going to be healthy. So, to make it our knowledge doesn't mean to have it in our by brain only. If we have knowledge in our brain only, then we're going to be proud more. In order to have a true knowledge, then we must understand it by brain, and we must practice it by action. For example, if somebody who hates you and hinders you, and you have heard that you must love your even enemy, then you understood what it means. But it has not been has not become your knowledge. You yourself should realize that, oh, I have a wrong knowledge up to now. The truth said that I should love the even enemy. That's what you understand, okay? That's not all. And you pray in this way, oh, Father, let me love my enemy. But it doesn't make you to have the knowledge completely. No matter how much you pray and fast, but in your strong will, then that there's no change in your heart. In order to make the knowledge, the truth as your true knowledge, then you must repent what you were in the untruth thoroughly. Well, a pastor who was sealed by God came to see me and said, oh, senior pastor, I'd like to repent in the sight of God thoroughly.
Oh.
Well, in ancient times, when people try to do a sakko deje, it means that repent thoroughly. Well, no matter what kind of, whether it might be people were kneeling down and outside and repent. Well, the pastor came to see me and said that I'd like to repent thoroughly all the sins and evils I have done since I accepted Jesus Christ, etc. So he said that he's going to have a 40 days of fasting from next week with the family members. So I was pleased with him. God recognized him. But he said that he'd like to repent for thoroughly. Well, we should remove thoroughly what we were and what we have not loved our brother. We should repent it and tear our heart and repent. And Apostle Paul said, I die every day. So we should fight against the to the point to believe. We must not go back to what we were. We must have must be resolute not to go back to what we were again. And we should pray to God and receive the power and the grace from heaven. Then we can remove the evils in ourselves one by one. Then now we can understand. Then we can say that we have the true knowledge that we love our enemy. Besides this, you should, if you fill yourself with the knowledge of truth one by one, then you can remove all the evils and the knowledge of untruth, like the pride and the short temper, etc., etc. If you try to do your best when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, when you heard the message and the truth, then you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit well, even the beginners of Christian life. When you remove all the sinful mind completely, then you cannot use the sinful mind at all. The sinful mind can come through the knowledge of untruth in ourselves. So, if remove all the truth of knowledge of untruth, then the sinful mind cannot come to us. Those who have no sinful mind, they just think about the thought of truth, thought of spirit, so they can experience the work of God all the time. Some of you have a severe disease which cannot be cured in the hospital. And some came to me and received the prayer by faith. And some may be healed completely, and some may be healed and sick again. Then it's all the same. It's what Jesus says again. Stop sinning. Otherwise, the more the worst thing can come, said amen. Receive the prayer. He receives it by faith. The people from Japan, you know, came to hear by faith. The bishop of the Bishop Romeo Corpus from the Philippines, here couldn't lift up the heavy things, and they couldn't climb up the stairways. But he came by faith. That's why he was healed completely. And he was recognized by the country, and he works very hard for the glory of God in Philippines. So, according to whether you have a faith, to raise your faith or not, the result will be different. Enemy devil Satan stood against the people who were healed like this, saying, oh, they were not healed by faith.
아니라 원수에게 송사를 한다 이 그럼 하나님이 보실 때 일리가
있나요? In the sight of God, it makes sense. God's not a dictator, so he accepts the suit of the enemy devil Satan. But when we receive the prayer by faith, the enemy devil Satan cannot sue against us. But otherwise, even we are healed, the enemy devil Satan sue against us. Then God accepts it, because it makes sense. So we are going to be sick again. Well, we thought that we were healed because pain has gone away, Sandra. But if they had received the prayer by faith, then if he felt pain, then he never used the sinful mind. He never worried about it. Because he had experience already, he experienced that the pain has gone away when he received the prayer, etc., etc. So, because he has experience, he knew that God worked, and he has seen that lots of people were healed, so he became the spiritual face. Then, whether he dies or not, he just rely upon God only. Spiritually and physically, I rely upon God only. I have depend on God. If I die, I can enter into the heavenly kingdom. If God heals me, then I will work hard for His glory. Then enemy devil Satan cannot sue. If he sue against us, in that case, it's of no use. Because he's saying that whether or not I am healed or not, or whether or not I am dying or living, I just live for God's glory. So he never worry about, but instead he give thanks and he is joyful. That is the a sort of spirit. Then the test will go away and God works again. Well, for somebody, the test can come one time, two times, or three times, but not, it doesn't come more than three times. Even then, the devil Satan tempted Jesus three times, but when Jesus defeated temptation three times, it never comes again. Never comes again. So we should have faith when we receive the prayer. Let me introduce the testimony here. I'm living a new life. 7th grade parish and 28th parish. I am the Bach Gabian. I have a problem in the kidney. I've heard that you will die unless you are treated by medically. But I just received the prayer by handkerchief, and I received the prayer from Reverend Dr. Lee Jarak and drinking the sweet water. And she had a thought, I had a thought, faith that the blood will be changed into new one when I drink the sweet water. And I drank it. I couldn't sleep, and I had no force and energy in my wrists and fists, etc. Well, she was get out of the hospital and just received the prayer by faith. I couldn't kneel down. I came to have a faith, and I just prayed and overcame. They got a test and a lot of the pains, etc. By faith. And just as God said, I'm so healthy now. Oh, Father, thank you. I give thanks to this grace. And I had a great position to attend the Seven of God education. 13 years ago when I came to the Lord, I was so much touched and wept severely at the time. Father, God opened my eyesight spiritually and physically. When I received the prayer, I removed the glasses I had been using for the last 13 years. Even I used it when I slept. So I prayed for the people. For 2 days, I couldn't see well after receiving the prayer for 2 days. But I just prayed. And I could I could receive the spirit of repentance. And I repented all the sins I have committed by eye. That I didn't read the Bible well, that I didn't see the things by faith, etc. So I just repented, and I felt that a scale, something like scale was removed from the eye, and I eyesight was great. I give thanks and glory to God the Father who healed me, and I give thanks to Senior Pastor Reverend Dr. Lee who prayed for me. Love you. Well, even the, she was healed the kidney problem, and she received the prayer on the eye by faith, and she's got good eyesight. Don't you have good eyesight? You felt that the something like scale is getting removed. So if you lose the eyesight, then you must have a vision. Some have the a problem of the, and some people have watched the TV for a long time. And some people don't live in the grace of God. So if you have received the prayer and repented, then you must act by faith. Then God's going to see the action in the work immediately. That's why you can see that some people, you know, are healed immediately, and some people, after the repentance, even they had received the prayer, are healed, etc., etc. So lots of people came to have a good eyesight. So I will tell you the statistics later. Dear congregation, you know, the two are remove the simple mind. Secondly, you must think spiritually, and you must feel your soul as a spiritual soul all the time. When you meet the people, when you see the something and hear something, don't try to think it in your side, and don't try to judge or condemn by untruth, but you try to face it truth. No matter what kind of things, no matter what kind of people you may face with, you must check yourself whether you have faith with them truthfully. For example, when you are rebuked publicly for something, then what would you say? What do you think? If you have done wrong, then you must give thanks and accept it pleasantly and turn away from it immediately, and you should be changed. But if you are rebuked ambiguously, then God knows everything. So you don't need to have any bad emotion to the people who rebuke you. If you just receive it pleasantly and rely upon God completely, then if there's some misunderstanding, then it's going to be solved soon. And if you are harmed, then it's going to be turned into a blessing. So only you can have a joy. If you pass through the test, then you're going to be blessed. You must be blessed. So when Abraham offered Isaac and Daniel and his three friends, they didn't compromise with the word, and they passed through the test, and they were blessed greatly. So when the test came, if you won, then you're going to be blessed. If you compromise, then you're going to be the fate of the enemy of Satan. Well, the mission came to see me this morning. He runs the piano institute. The students, he has 64 members or something in that institute. She herself runs that institute. I asked her how she could manage the whole members. She said that because God gave her the power, she could do it. And why is it that she could run it by herself? 3 years ago, when you have a problem with the broadcasting company, she put the posters, etc. On the window. So people came and pinpointed it. And they even tore the posters, etc. So she just put the posters again. And she said, I'm the member of Man Min. And after that, when she passed through that test, if she used the simple mind, then she could say that, the students would go away, or I couldn't have students, etc. But she just passed through the test by faith, so God was so much pleased with her. So God blessed her. And even the people loved her, and those around her loved her, and sent the students to that institute. So it's so easy to be blessed. If we just live according to God's word, then sometimes we face with the test. Well, sometimes it rains, and sometimes it stops. Sometimes it's cold, and sometimes it's hot. Well, sometimes you sleep, and sometimes you work. Sometimes you're hungry, sometimes you're filled. Sometimes you take rest, sometimes you work hard. Well, sometimes we face with the test, and if we pass through the test by faith and please God, then we're going to be blessed. But lots of people compromise with the word. Oh, it's God's so regrettable if you compromise with the word. You cannot, show the faithful for Him. That's because He's not so pleased with you. In 2 weeks, in the limit of time and space, many people are healed from of the severe diseases, the conception, etc. This morning, the missionary Kim Song-ha from the China, the finance department, the father of the finance manager was hospitalized with severe disease, but when he received a prayer, then he got out of the hospital. So 1 week before, the woman who had breast cancer was healed from the United States. And Wonju Manmin Church, a couple came to see me and testified. A senior pastor we offer the tithe to more than two million Korean won. She lived in the cities, but after knowing that many churches in Wonju City, so she moved to Wonju City and attended Manmin Church there. So she never changed it, and she offered offerings for the Lord. When the church was in a difficult situation, she and he, the couple, kept the church, and they received the prayer. And later they came, come and testify how they were blessed. And this morning they came and said that we offer tithes more than 2,700,000 Korean won. And because they have a lot of orders for the work, so they cannot manage by themselves. And I prayed for them to offer more than 3 million or 4 million won as a tithe. It's for sure, the words of God. If we have faith, there's this spiritual soul. The simple man, because they don't have a faith, so they cannot offer. But the people who had a faith, no matter what kind of severe disease or sickness, they might have, when they received the prayer by faith, they were healed. In Honduras, lots of people will be healed. A couple of tens of thousands of people will be healed, and they were suffering from the age. Lots of people were suffering from age will be healed. And in India crusade, and there are 4 million of people who are suffering from age in India. So it's a very severe problem. God sent me to the Uganda. And the friends of the wife of the federal minister was healed of the age that time. And the African country, more than 10 countries in the African continent are combined or together to fight against the AIDS, etc. So I told them to in this way, told them, if the president lead that meeting and ask me to come, then I will come. Anyway, they are making some organization or something. Honduras, through internet you can watch, and the TV television will broadcast live, and even the doctors will help us. And they will let the people in the world know the work of power of God. So if we rely upon God, then the misunderstanding will be solved. So we can have the peace. So, don't you have a faith? Faced with the test, then they will be happy if they have a faith. Then those don't have a faith, don't like the test. Eighth parish minister, the members of that parish evangelize the people. So So from the silver tone as a group, A7 doesn't like it, like them, because it's very difficult to manage them. But this parish minister, was so happy to see that registration, new registration, you know, from the silver town. So she visits them frequently and serves them. Because she has a spiritual soul. So they came and registered by themselves. So it's the difference between the sinful mind and the soul of truth, a soul of spirit. Well, when the parish comes to see me, and the first so the people who got a good mark, good record in evangelizing, etc., will receive the prayer when the parish comes. So I found one parish which has a lot of people who got a good record in every field of the church. Many fields, for example, the parish and the cell leaders, the district leaders, etc. I don't know the other parish did. The parish is in the first great parish. If you have a soul of spirit, whether it is God's work or work in the world, everything is possible. Furthermore, how much more will you do when God the Father, you know, rebuke you? God rebuked you with love, so you don't have any reason to be disappointed or something. But don't you have a simple mind? In their simple mind, they are painful and distressed and disappointed, and may have a bad emotion toward the people, the man who rebuked them, etc. Thinking, oh, how can he rebuke me in publicly or something? But if you have found out the sinful mind in yourself, then all you have to do is to change it into a spiritual soul. So when your soul thinks all the time that spiritual soul, then the sinful mind cannot remain in you. And no matter what, in case of myself, when I am alone, what I think about is all the words of God, or about the kingdom and righteousness of God. The Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 says, the blessed man delights in the blessed man delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And only the words of God and the heavenly kingdom and the kingdom and righteousness of God and the souls. And thinking the those who are faithful and those who are weak, and I try to help them. And I always think in truth and in their point of view, and pray for them. Even though I worry about for the kingdom of God, I just pray, and I have a joy and happiness in my deep heart. Sometimes I don't think anything, and those who have a lot of sinful mind, even though they try not to think anything, but they try to think many things, because they have a lot of sinful mind. if you remove the simple mind, then you don't you are not suffering from the headache. Before I accepted Jesus Christ, I suffered from the headache all the time. So I took a lot of medicine for the headache, 2 or 3 times per day. But since I accepted Jesus Christ, I've never suffered headache, suffered from headache. So though you have a lot of simple mind, you know, suffer from the headache. Well, we should think the good things only, you know, but because we think the bad things or the simple things, we're going to have a headache or something. Well, I can think without thinking anything. It's so peaceful to stay without thinking anything. If we enter into that kind of dimension, that kind of level, then even though we don't sleep, we feel that we are recharged, etc. So even though I'm alone, I'm happy. No matter where I may be, I'm happy. Even though I death of the valley of the death, I'll be happy. No matter whom we meet, and no matter what we see, if we fill ourselves with the knowledge of the spirit, the thought of spirit, then we can be peaceful and we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from deep heart. Let me conclude the message. Dear congregation, Luke chapter 13, verse 3 says that indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first will be last. So, in the kingdom of God, it's not a matter who first believe in God or who have a higher position, etc. It doesn't matter. How much we are sanctified and how much we have entered into the spiritual dimension, that's the qualification to be recognized and be used by God. Because they can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit as God wants, and they can do what God wants, and because they can get the results God wants. So no matter how a burning heart you may have to accomplish the will of God and to be united with the senior pastor and pray, but if you still remain in the scene, then God cannot use you in this last time to the very point to conclude the human cultivation. I want you to be born again as a spiritual man. Unless you enter into a spiritual dimension, you cannot enter into a new Jerusalem. You cannot enter into a third heaven. Third level of heaven. When you remove all the sins and evils, then you can enter into a this third level of heaven, and when you work hard, you are faithful, then you connect into the new Jerusalem. So if you have a fleshful things, then no matter how much you have been faithful, you cannot enter into the third level of the heaven. Well, you should enter into the third level of heaven, having the dimensions built in gold and jewel and the cloud vehicle, and you can see the Lord. Unless you live in peace with the other people, you cannot see the Lord. Unless you are sanctified, unless you enter into the spiritual dimension, you cannot see the Lord even in the heavenly kingdom. Well, the book on the heavenly kingdom will be published soon. So now we know clearly about the heavenly kingdom. So we should enter into a spiritual dimension as soon as possible, and we should become the Holy Spirit as soon as possible. so that we may enter into a new Jerusalem and live happily forever and ever. So, it's the time to be born again, to be a spiritual man. And what kind of position you may have, or what kind of long time you may become the Christian, it's not, it doesn't matter. You have to check yourself. I'm the senior. I am the first or something. That doesn't matter. In front of God, how much you are sanctified in front of God, that is the more. That's what matters. Well, my last daughter, Mr. Li Shijin, was called to be the servant of God when she was 2 years old. I don't know, I'm not sure whether I was a deacon at the time. I accepted Jesus Christ in 1974. She was born, she was conceived in the October that year, and she was born the next year. Minister Li Shijin was called to be the servant of God at the age of 2. I choose her. I call her. So you should raise her as a servant of God. So I raised her as a servant. So she's the senior to me, as far as the timing is concerned, to be called by God, no? So you should break all the sinful mind and obey yourself, God's word. So in the future, shall I sing, and whom will go for us? Then here am I. Here I am. Send me. We should confess in this way as the prepared servant and the workers, so that we should go to all of the world and all of the country, and to set the fire of the Holy Spirit by the power. I bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together considering the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your great love and wonderful grace. Father, we have the message, and let it become our spiritual food, and let's we have heard a sinful mind. Father, let us understand clearly and keep it in mind, and truly let us change ourselves into the spiritual man whom God is pleased with. Father, help us to remove all the sinful mind, and let us become the spiritual being, so that we may be led by the Holy Spirit completely, and the enemy, devil, Satan cannot harm us and work through us. Father, bless us to do so. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And for your desires of heart. Hallelujah, Lord. Lay your hand on us now. From the top of the head to the end of the feet. From the all the bones and the nervous system, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, work through us. And bless us to be strong, both physically and spiritually. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, enemy, devil, Satan, disease, and germs, and power of darkness, and weakness, go away. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, be healed. And be strengthened both spiritually and physically. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, enemy, devil, Satan, disease, and germs, and power of darkness, go away. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, be healed and be clean and be strong. You, enemy, devil, Satan, taking seed, the power in the air, go away. Father, the deceitful spirits and power of darkness on the earth, go away. Let there be light, there be light. You darkness go away. Father, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, by the best power of creation, bless us to do so. And beyond the limit of time and space, work through us now. Father, and all the people who are worshipping through satellite system and via internet all over the world. Father, answer to the desires of our hearts. And no matter what we may see and drink and eat, let us glorify your name. And bless us to have prosperity in everything we do. Father, we have a summer Bible school this week. Father, all the parents should just be with them. The Sunday school and the teachers and guide the assistant teachers and the members of Sunday school. Bless them to have a wonderful program. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.